Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes.
We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat. So we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we prune away all the things not helping you become the woman that God is calling you to be. And on Saturdays, we declutter for just 5 minutes. And today, I would like you to declutter recycling and trash items. Okay, let's begin this Saturday, as we begin every Saturday, with setting our intention. So whomever is coming to your mind right now, that's who the Holy Spirit is nudging you to pray for. So let's offer this 5 minutes of work for that person that just popped into your mind. Secondly, try to unite your work with something that you enjoy. Hopefully it is this podcast. So listen for just the 5 minutes, get your work done, and then reward yourself. So the third step is to give yourself a little pat on the back for getting it done. So what do you want to do? Do you want to sit on the patio and enjoy your nice coffee? Go for a walk, read a book, whatever it is, set your reward in your mind and keep it within reason. I always tell my budgeting clients, we're not going to reward ourselves with a $200 trip to Target after we saved $100. So keep it in line. All right, I've got 5 minutes on the clock and let's get started. Okay, this might be, you might look at this title and think, oh my gosh, Gina, really? Recycling and trash? Yes. And the reason is because I don't think I have ever gone into a home where I've been hired to declutter where we didn't start with the trash. I think it's really in everyone's home. I know I come down to my TV room after, you know, we watch TV the night before. There's usually some sort of trash, or there's usually a glass or something that could go into the dishwasher. So when you're really overwhelmed with any room in your home and you think, where do I start? This is the absolute beginning. Start with the trash because it's really doesn't require a lot of thought. And I don't want you to feel bad that like, oh my gosh, I don't need to take out the trash. I'm not kidding. Every single home I've been in, this is the situation. And for some people, this is their homework. I'll say to them, please continue to take out the trash between our visits. And for some people, like I've worked in apartment buildings before, the reason they don't take out the trash is because it's really annoying to do so. And, you know, they're running out to work and they think, I don't want to get dirty or I don't really have time to run to the dumpster. And so it just kind of piles up. So I don't want you to hear this episode and feel bad or feel like, you know, there's any shame involved. It's just life. I get it. There's also been people where recycling isn't available where they live, and that piles up because they only can take it once a month or something like that. So what I want you to do is just go into a room right now with a bag of trash or a trash bag and just start picking up the trash. Pick up if there's a box that you got from Amazon or something, break it down and fold it. If you need to wait to take it to the city or something, have a designated area in your home where you keep the boxes broken down so that you can easily transport them. But yet, mostly what I see is that you need a system. You need to either get up from wherever you're sitting and take your trash right away or you need to wake up the next morning and do a quick tidy up. But that's really the best way to keep up with these things. And you don't want to attract any little critters in your house. So it really is good practice. And just take the trash out on whatever you're, if you have weekly trash, if you have to take it to a dumpster, at least once a week, make a point of taking it out of your home, okay? Again, I know this sounds very, very basic, but I see this in every single home I've worked in. So don't feel bad if this is you. Second thing, I really want you to consider how you can reduce your trash. So if you are drinking water, but every time you drink, it's out of a new plastic bottle of water, that's a lot of trash that your family is producing. So can you get a glass from the kitchen? Can you get a refillable water bottle? And then you're just eliminating that trash that you need to even take out. Plus, it's an added expense that you have to buy bottled water. If you live in a place where you can't drink the water or you don't like the taste of the water, perhaps you want to look into getting a filtration system. But all that plastic is really bad on the planet. So think of ways to reduce your amount of plastic that you're producing in your household. The other thing I see a lot is, individual snack things. So the granola bars or the chip bags, that sort of thing. I do purchase those things. In our home, it's a rule that they are supposed to be taken to school or outside of the house. Because one, those things are very expensive, and I just don't have the funds for my kids to be eating chips and stuff like that all day long. So to reduce the amount of trash you're producing, buy things in a bigger bag and, you know, put them in individual containers for your kids to take it to lunch, or put them in a bowl and eat from a bowl. That was one of the things I loved about my husband's family, was that they don't eat directly out of the big bag of chips, which our family always did that. And they always put it in a nice little bowl, and it was like a nice portion, you know? And I thought, oh, that's really classy. And so I do try to do that in our house too, just put things in a bowl. So otherwise my kids will just mindlessly eat the entire bag that I thought was going to be for the whole week. So just keep looking at what trash you're producing and see if there's a way to even, here, there's our clock, you guys. So that's 5 minutes. Look and see if there's a way to eliminate that thing from coming into your home. Can you eliminate drinking water from a bottle? Can you eliminate maybe the Gatorade bottles and you buy the big powder thing and the kids use a Gatorade plastic, you know, the sports bottle that you refill and you wash out? Can they use it that way? So just start noticing what trash you're producing so you can reduce it, and then get into the habit of setting aside every day to tidy up and get the trash into the trash can, and then at least once a week taking it out to the street or the dumpster or wherever you have to dispose of it. Have a great day, ladies, and I will see you on Wednesday for another episode of Pruning to Prosper. Take care.